Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone. We are days away from Easter Sunday, and I don't know about you, but obviously schedules have changed a bit. Probably won't be having large gathering and a giant feast, yet we can still celebrate, and hopefully this week on our program we'll be able to shed a light on some myths that are taking place and maybe add a sprinkle of positivity. Sort of like I like to dash that paprika on top of my deviled eggs, a go-to on every Easter celebration. So thanks for tuning in this week to the Vero Insider. Non-essential businesses, of course, are closed throughout this month, so we can hopefully, you know, reach out to those that we love that happen to head that up, like sponsors of our program, such as True Colors over on Old Dixie. And, you know, they're still taking appointments for when they get back, right? So once they're able to open their doors and, you know, if you're able to do your own touch-ups and so forth, great. But you definitely want to be quick on their roster once they're able to resume business, fingers crossed, come May 1. So with that being said, just reach out to them on Facebook or via their website. Send a little love. Let them know you're thinking about them. And, of course, you know, they're able to still communicate even though the business doors aren't open. And White Glove Moving and Storage, being in the transportation sector, is in fact deemed an essential business. We are fortunate that we're still able to keep our movers totally, you know, safeguarded in the proper measures that the CDC has put forth and making it as convenient as possible for a number of our real estate industry partners to still make what seems daunting at this point feasible, cost-effective. And here on the program today, we have the beautiful Shannon Pohl of Caliber Home Loans with us so that she can shed a light on some things that are happening, some hearsays, if you will, out in the public, so that we know what is actually able to transpire to date, even in this, you know, crazy month of April with businesses, certain businesses needing to shut down, so that folks can still go about getting that new home. So Shannon, welcome.
Hey there, Anna. Thank you so much.
I'm so glad that you have some insight to share with us because, you know, if you look solely online and on social media for some of your sources, it's like whiplash. You know, is this or isn't this true? And so I'm hoping you can enlighten us, as Caliber Home Loans is just such a trusted expert in the home loan industry.
Oh, well, thank you. And what a month it has been. And my goodness, it's only the sixth. So, or, you know, the ninth or eighth, I don't even know what day it is anymore.
It's been really crazy early.
But with that being said, you know, there is a lot of, there's just a lot of, scare out there. You know, folks have been furloughed or lost their jobs. They don't know what's going to happen next. And we certainly want to be there for our clients who currently have mortgages with us and how we can maybe ease some of that burden. But, you know, crazy enough, we've been getting more purchase contracts in the past few days than we would have ever expected. People are still buying homes and we're still able to lend it. So that's a good thing. That's a positive.
That is indeed. Yes.
The other thing is people are still refinancing. I think that the lending world got a little overdone with refinances and keeping up with the market. But, you know, refinances are still going strong. It's one thing that I would say is really important is rates are changing several times a day. You can talk to a lender today and you talk to somebody tomorrow and the market may have moved 3, 4, 5 times over. So when you find a rate that you like, commit to it, stick to it, lock it in and get started with the process. Because the folks that did that a few weeks ago, they're in a really good position to be able to close, you know, before all of the crazy has kind of taken over.
Wow. You know, that's really interesting because so many of us, especially with tax season having been here, you know, they look to those refunds and so forth as a means of being able to put down money for a first-time home or the ability to, you know, upsize, downsize, whatever the case may be. So if they stick to the plan and if they do the consultation appropriately, there's still light at the end of this tunnel, is what you're saying.
Oh, for sure. And the biggest thing that I might tell people as well is this just started. If you have the ability to pay your rent, pay your mortgage this month, I have a feeling come the beginning of May, hopefully we're going to see some stuff in our rear view instead of reacting out of, you know, again, crisis mode. If we can try and keep things on track, I think that a month from now, many people will be a lot happier that they made that decision.
Yeah.
That's really good insight. Yeah. Now, you had mentioned something prior to going on air, just about a little bit more in depth about some of the things that in that fear mongering type of aspect of like the fact that there's certain loans that aren't being put forth, yet you say that that's not necessarily the case.
That's true. So, you know, we are a direct lender. So we lend Caliber's money. And there's some piece to that. We're not a broker necessarily, but a lot of the lenders and brokers have changed what they call overlays. So a month ago, overlays were not even discussed. But now there's a lot of lenders out there and brokers that, let's say, you're doing an FHA loan. You used to be able to go down to 580, a lot of different places. That's not necessarily the case right now. Caliber, as of this moment, we're still at 620, and that's great. We've been hearing that a lot of folks in the industry have moved to 680 as a minimum credit score. So if you're in a bucket and you get turned down, I do think that you still need to talk to some local resources because it's not across the board, some of the changes that have gone on.
Very valid. And so much of what I think, whether you're looking just one-on-one in your employment position or in this scenario when we're talking about an individual lending scenario, everything is almost on a case-by-case basis in this climate.
So much more than ever before. You know, the other thing that's really important is, you know, if you know that this is going to pass, like I think most of us know that what's happening now is not going to be forever. But now is a great time to get us prepared for when we get out of this. And so if we need to work on credit, now's the time. If we need to work on, you know, making sure that you know what your buying ability is. Again, once things get back to normal, now's a good time because although we are still very busy, there's still a lot of folks that have a little extra time doing things that maybe they're not sitting in the office all day, but they've got, you know, again, everybody's doing different tasks these days, but we're all still working. Thankfully, we're still deemed essential. So we're certainly here to help.
I love it. And Shannon, what's the best way for folks to be able to reach out to you and your team so that they can get that consultation, of course, virtually, over the phone, whatever those circumstances are, so that they can put those pieces in place and look into the forward?
Oh, sure. So our main phone number here at the office is 772-226-6300. My direct cell, I don't have a problem giving that out, and I can certainly get you in touch with any number of my team members. My phone number is 772-360-6030. You can find us online, too.
Absolutely. Well, Shannon Pohl, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your ongoing commitment to our community, to the real estate profession, and for the ability to shed some light for our listeners as we go through these evolving times and just create that sort of peace in knowing that this too shall pass, that there's great things to look forward to. And hey, who knows? You could even save some money in the process if, you know, if that consultation one-on-one case-by-case scenario goes real well. So once again, thank you to Caliber Home Loans. Thank you to Shannon. We appreciate you, girl. Have a great Easter.
Thank you so much.
All righty.
Happy Easter.
Cheers.
Bye, dear. Thank you.
Well, that was fun, huh, Cindy?
You know what? I think, too, listening to some of the things that she said, people that have money that aren't quite as strapped as maybe some other people, there's going to be some pretty good deals out here.
I think that if you're willing to get creative, there could be some definite opportunity. And, you know, last week we had the gentleman, our president and president-elect for the Realtors Association, help kind of put some things in perspective as to the fact that it's still very limited as far as what's available for purchase out in the marketplace. Mm-hmm. But depending on what happens over the next 30 to 45 days,
right,
some things could really open up. And depending on circumstances, deals might fall through as a result because
right,
folks might be coming from elsewhere and they're just simply not able to make it down here. So it's definitely sensitive times, but I think it's really important as we keep engaging with our next callers and so forth that we just really try and maintain a level of positivity and you know, in the Easter spirit of things, you know, do what we can to support each other. Of course, at theveroinsider.com, we have live links to all of our sponsors that help make this broadcast possible. And in a similar boat to our friends over at True Colors, our Foxy family is also deemed non-essential at this time, yet they are, again, happy to start consulting, at least, you know, over social media and different platforms like that, with design ideas and things that you might want to put into place once you get back, once we're able to open doors come May 1 in a perfect world, as well as book those, you know, potential small bridal parties and so forth. I know that so many have had to get creative and look at different dates and so forth for events that were supposed to take place, mm-hmm, you know, in the springtime. Yet so many of us understand it and we're really working hard together. I mean, it's really amazing how many folks are like putting their heads together and saying, let's think of a creative solution here rather than just woe in the self-deprecating aspects of it, which, I mean, if you're planning a wedding, you can't have it go take place. That's sad.
It is, and it's different too for the hurricane. So we're kind of used to that down here in South Florida, where you're you know, squirreled away for a little bit of a time, oftentimes without any power or electric, that kind of thing. But this doesn't have an ending date, so that you kind of think, you know, it's going to be a few weeks and that's it. And but you can still go out and interact with your neighbors if you wanted to get married, say at a park wedding or whatever. You could still do it. So this is different. But I think when the floodgates actually open up, it'll be the floodgates opening up in a lot of ways because people will be kind of sick of sitting in.
You got that right.
Yeah.
As you know, I host the Vero Premier Women's Network the second Friday of every month. And of course, we're not able to meet. Typically, the group averages somewhere around 80 ladies, give or take, and usually at Regency Independent Living. And of course, you know, those retirement type of communities are off limits to the public presently. In addition, you can't have groups over 10. And mm-hmm, even more so than that, you're supposed to be staying at home and really
right,
keeping to yourself. So we're going to do it virtually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I sent out the email blast and we already have upwards of 40 ladies that will be.
Oh, yeah.
That will be zooming in with us. And a special thank you to Christina McIntosh of Pampered Chef for loaning out her Zoom account and teaching me the technical mm-hmm side of it so that we can have as many as 100 join this Friday. And in addition, Amanda Million of Indian River Acupuncture to be able to give all of us ladies some great tips on how to stay healthy during this COVID-19 world that we're living in. And so I think that that will be certainly enlightening while we all get to then see each other's faces and give our commercials and so forth. I think it'll be kind of fun.
I think it will be too. I think this zooming into a lot of stuff has been very cool for people. And I've even heard some people are having their happy hours.
I
mean, I don't want to mention
that.
Any names, but yeah.
I support that.
Yeah.
We crave human interaction. And hopefully once we come out of this, once we are able to reunite, we won't all be looking at our phones as much as we had before when we would be in meetings. Instead, we'll be looking at each other in the eyes and really cherishing and appreciating the time that we get to have together. When we get back, we are going to be hearing from our Vero Beach Airport Director, Mr. Eric Menger, who had some exciting news that broke amidst the COVID-19 alerts. And so he'll be shedding some light as to what the airport has in place to help safeguard us residents and, you know, talk about his future endeavors once he resigns and enters the blissfulness of retirement come the end of June. So once again, you're listening to the Vero Insider, Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, everybody. How's everything going? Have you noticed it might be season lately? Look at all those cars. What's going on? Anyway, this is Chef Kitty from the Blue Star Restaurant in downtown Vero, reminding you that we are Vero's premier place for dining and live entertainment. With music nightly and wonderful wines and incredible new dishes on our menu, we've got hot seared foie gras, we've got sweetbreads, we've got house-cured gravlax for starters. Also, let me tempt you with our Maine lobster risotto. That's a pound and a quarter Maine lobster that I personally take out of the shell, and I serve it over a creamy risotto that has shiitake mushrooms, leek, and Parmesan cheese. Something to die for. We are also carrying this season American lamb from Oregon, Anderson Farm. It's amazing. So find us online or call us at 492-9057 for reservations. That's 492-9057. Join us at the Blue Star. We'll see you soon. Cheers.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, CaliberHomeLoansTreasureCoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
White Club Moving and Storage.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com.
866 Glove 10. Welcome back, friends. Thanks for tuning in to the Vero Insider, Where to Go, What to Try, and How to Give Back throughout Indian River County. I am so happy that you tune in each and every week. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. And perhaps my most fond memory with our guest who is on air with us is that really awesome centennial photo shoot where we got to get together with the Parisian hostess and we did like little vintage attire to coordinate with when the launch of the Vero Beach Airport had taken place. And the director of our airport, Mr. Eric Menger, dressed up in a jumpsuit looking dashing. Welcome, sir, to the broadcast.
Well, thank you, Anna. It's good to be here. I was happy that I could still fit into my flight suit.
That you did. That you did, my friend. Now, I know that a lot is evolving on the daily in reference to air travel and the like. Of course, as the head of our airport, I know that you have some insight as well as a direct line to the EOC, and I was hoping you could share some updates with our listeners in a nice positive stance, my friend.
Well, you know, we have a great leadership team here in the county, and it is led by the county. You know, the Indian River County Emergency Operations Center, or the EOC, is really where it all centers. Whether it be a hurricane or any kind of emergency response issue we have to handle that's countywide, they're the ones, and they've been doing a great job. You know, Tad Stone is our director over there of emergency services, and Jason Brown is the county administrator, and then all the cities get in on the line too and kind of talk about what's going on in their particular municipality. So yeah, it's been a great thing to be in on the loop on that and listen in and find out what's going on. And I think they've been doing a great job just trying to keep track of all the changes, because it seems like every hour, every minute, every day, there's going to be some news coming down. It starts at the federal level, you know, and just filters down through the governor and then to our counties and then to our cities. And there's 128 airports, so it's a lot of information. I don't know where to start. I don't know where to start, Anna.
Well, we have just a handful of minutes. So is there anything that's changing as far as these private flights that are able to come and go into our local airport presently?
Well, yeah, because the governor has put out some executive orders, quite a few of them, but just two or three of them pertain directly to travel. I'd say a broader category of travel, not just airports and aviation, but also automobiles and trains and biking and whatever. However you're transporting yourself, these executive orders have been put in place to ensure that, you know, the folks that are coming into our state, especially from the hotspot areas, are aware that, you know, they have to quarantine for 14 days. When they get here, they have to self-quarantine. And the Department of Health, the State Department of Health, has put out forms and information that are being handed out to folks as they come into our state, whether it be at our airport via private aircraft or whether it be on a commercial airline. They still get the same information, and they're expected to do the right thing, and that's to quarantine and make sure that we slow the spread of the virus.
That's good to know, and it's important that hopefully they take personal responsibility and adhere to those rules. With that being said, I know that you yourself have exciting changes in the horizon, and I know that as a long-established community member, the good news is for all of us listening, you're not really leaving, you're just kind of branching free and spreading your wings a little bit, right?
That's right. Going to try something a little bit different, and the first thing I'm going to try is getting some time off. You know, I'm going to try to enjoy my grandkids. Anna, I don't know if you know this, but I have 6 grandchildren now, and I can hardly believe it myself.
Right. It sounds weird when you say it out loud, huh?
It does, you know, and 5 of them are out of state. I just have 1 here in Vero, so it'll give me a chance to maybe travel a little bit and see them. Got 3 grandsons in South Carolina and 2 granddaughters in Tennessee, and then another grandson here in Vero. And I just feel it's fair to the others to try to get to see them, especially before they get to the age where they don't want to see me.
I was going to say, when it's not cool hanging out with Jeepa anymore.
No. Yep. Grandpa, again, we don't want to, you know, I got things to do, man.
Well, that certainly is exciting, and you've done a great job maintaining a high level of professionalism and an opportunity there at our local airport. So being that we have several weeks of ongoing changes in store, is there anything that our residents should just have on the radar in reference to our local airport?
Well, I think, you know, there's a lot of good things coming once we turn the corner. You know, once we get through this virus deal and it's put behind us, which I hope is sooner than later, then there are quite a few projects that are already on the back burner right now that hopefully will come forward, and we should see some activity at the airport for many years to come. You know, not just with the aeronautical side, you know, I'm talking about hangar construction and things like that, but also on the non-aeronautical side. We've been talking with some developers and some opportunists out there and entrepreneurs that would like to, you know, do some things in this area, and I hope some of those come to fruition, because that means jobs and activity, and you know, we can make sure that people have a place to work besides just Piper and Flight Safety and the others that are already at the airport, which are huge, of course, but there are others opportunities coming, and we're looking forward to it. I'd like to talk about those in the future, whether it be as an airport director or a civilian.
Oh, well, I'm a sucker for a good exclusive, Mr. Menger. Don't hold out. So we will be setting up that time where we can have that opportunity. And for folks that are looking at some potential travel or just looking at some updates along the way and for their prospective business or for their loved ones, what is a good resource for them to be able to check out the details?
Well, you can go to the Vero Beach Airport website. Just Google Vero Beach Regional Airport or Vero Beach Airport, or just go to the City of Vero Beach website, which is www.covb.com. covb.org. It stands for City of Vero Beach. So covb.org. It's filled with the virus information, but you can go there and get the latest on what's coming out to the community. In fact,
good
the
deal.
Mayor.
Oh, we're wrapping it up here, Mr. Menger.
Okay.
Thank
all
you
right.
so much for everything that you do. Happy hand washing and retirement, my friend. Cheers.
Thanks, Anna. Bye-bye.